the deep safeties of Harbor Beach getting lost in the shuffle, focused on where Lemke is, watching where Sweeney goes. Nobody's got an eye on Spicer, and he makes him pay with a big touchdown run. Ubley now with a chance to even this, level off this game at 30 apiece with 6.5 minutes to go in the game.
T formation, Sweeney under center, handoff to Spicer up the middle, and Harbor Beach stuffs him on the first try, but then they say forward progress is stopped, and the two-point conversion is no good, so Harbor Beach hangs on to that two-point lead with 6:27 left in the fourth quarter. Dave Hansen will stick with you.
Wow, that is a big stop for Harbor Beach. They've really struggled preventing Ubley from getting the two-point conversion tonight. Out of all times to get one, that's a big one because the home team maintains their lead and gets the football with 6 minutes, 27 seconds to go and the wind at their back. They went to the spread offense with the wind at their back. We wondered if they would. They did, and it was exciting moving the football down the field. Ubley now going to have to regroup and find a way to slow down this spread offense running the football.
When you take a look at time of possession on the night here, Dave, it was at halftime, Harbor Beach 17, Ubley 7 minutes. Now, after that last drive with 6:27 left in the fourth quarter, Harbor Beach with time of possession 27 minutes, 40 seconds. The Ubley Bearcats 13 minutes, 53 seconds.
No doubt, but keep in mind, the second half started with Harbor Beach going 3 and out and then a 10-yard punt. Ubley only had 30 yards to go and scored rather quickly, so there are some factors that can kind of make change. But
yeah.
Harbor Beach has controlled the football, and keep in mind, kids in this area play both ways, so if they're burning a ton of their energy on defense, that's what you want from your team, is to wear down the defense so they don't have as much energy on offense. So keep in mind, that is definitely a factor in this game. Now, Ubley, be aware, kicking into the wind. Rosenthal going to boot it away. Probably some kind of line drive squib kick to get it as deep as possible on Harbor Beach.
Rosenthal's boot comes down to, and actually goes out of bounds at the 33-yard line. So Harbor Beach will have a short field to work with. They'll get this one at their own 40-yard line with 6:27 left in the fourth quarter, leading by 2 points over Ubley, 30-28.
That was the right idea. Kick something about eye high on a line, but he got around the football a little bit and had a little bit of that left-hand spin on it, and it spins its way out of bounds untouched. So an illegal kick. Harbor Beach going to get very good field position with the lead with middle of this fourth quarter. An opportunity for Harbor Beach to put this game away, make it a two-score game. If you're Ubley, got to come up with a stop. Doesn't really matter how long it takes. You got to keep Harbor Beach out of the end zone on this drive.
Well, I know the flag changed in the offseason, so Harbor Beach will start this drive at their own 37-yard line. I can't remember. It's a multifaceted.
Is that where the ball went out of bounds? Is that why they had to keep it at that spot?
It went out of the 33, which is 5 yards forward from that. So I'm not exactly sure how to describe that one. First and 10 for Harbor Beach. Hand off to Devin Puff coming around the right end. Breaks free of his first tackle, has the first down, and into Ubley territory at the 46-yard line. Nolan Van Erp saved that play from being even bigger, but Devin Puff from the 37-yard line across midfield for another 3 yards. Out for a 16-yard run for Devin Puff to start the drive for Harbor Beach.
I'm going to sound like a broken record, but I truly thought Devin Puff was stopped after a 2-yard gain, and all individual credit to him. He's able to muscle out of that tackle and then turn on the afterburners quick, and Nolan Van Erp makes a great tackle, stopping him in open space, but until Harbor Beach gets a big gain and now a first down in Ubley territory from the wing tee, and I only mention that because all of a sudden, right back to the spread.
Two wide to the left, one to the right, two-man backfield with Anderson in the key in the shotgun. Handoff to Devin Puff, breaks free of two tackles and gets all the way down to the first down marker at the Ubley 32-yard line. Nolan Van Erp with the stop, and it's going to be very close to the first down marker. Looks like, from my perspective, he's short by about 6 inches, but that's just my guess.
I agree with you. I don't know if it's exactly six. Might be 5.5. I'm not sure, but I definitely think the ball is short of the first down marker, but a nice gain on first down, 9 yards, Ubley reeling a little bit. You would hate to have to use a timeout on defense, Clark, but at some point you have to find a way to slow down this offense when they're in the spread.
5:42 left in the fourth quarter. 30-28, Harbor Beach leads by 2 points. They're inside Ubley territory, second and one from the Ubley 37-yard line. Two wide to the left. That'd be Mason Yon and number, looks like 16, Nathan Seaman. Anderson in the shotgun. Hands off to Devin Puff, coming around the right side, has the first down, sidesteps across the 35, down to the 33-yard line. It's a gain of four. Casey Sweeney on the stop moves the chains for Harbor Beach, stops the clock momentarily with 5:19 left. First and 10, deeper in W territory.
Another run, and just keep feeding number seven, Devin Puff. A couple straight carries, I think three in a row. He's getting a big yard on the first one, a nice gain on the second one, finishing off another first down run. Reset of the downs. Now Harbor Beach well inside Ubley territory. Looks like at about the 33-yard line of Ubley, and the clock ticking away now as it rolls to the five-minute mark left in this game. Harbor Beach, this is exactly what they wanted, having the lead in the football and able to get first downs to wear down this clock.
Less than five to play in regulation. First and 10 from the 33-yard line. Anderson on the keeper. Dives back inside across the 25, down to about the 23-yard line for a five-yard gain. 60 on the stopple. That'd be Logan Hulbert on the stop. Second down and five.
It's only a matter of time in the spread offense that your quarterback eventually keeps it for himself. He's going to read that defense. When he runs with Puff on his left-hand side to his right, you're always reading that left end. And if the left end dives in with Puff, you take it back from him and keep that spot and run where he left. On the other side, if that linebacker or end holds his ground, you hand it off and let Puff take it around the other side. And all of a sudden, Harbor Beach now going to bring out the closer, going into the wing tee again.
From the 28-yard line, Anderson hands off to Devin Puff right up the gut, out to about for another 2 yards to the 26-yard line, as it's just 2 yards in a cloud of dust, or better known as a haboob if this was in the desert land. 3:54 left in the fourth.
A haboob, huh, Clark?
That's the word of the day, apparently.
I got you. There's always got to be one in every game. But another run. They're finding different ways in clutch time to get the ball to Devin Puff. So they go back to the wing tee and give it to him around the right side. He's able to power his way ahead for a couple yards. Third down and three, and apparently 2 or 3 yards is not enough, Clark. Back to the spread goes Coach Shelke on third and three.
Two wide to the left, one to the right. Anderson in the shotgun, and it's going to be quarterback keeper. He has the first down, cuts back inside, and falls at the 21-yard line. And he has the first down by about 2 yards. Ethan Baruski on the stop, moves the chain, stops the clock momentarily. With 3:17 left in the fourth. Harbor Beach leading 30-28 over the Ubley Bearcats.
So Ubley has all three of their timeouts, Clark. So once Harbor Beach runs this next play, Ubley will then begin to use their timeouts to try to preserve some clock. But I don't see a reason right now for Harbor Beach to come out of the spread. They've been too prolific with big runs, 4-5-plus-yard runs out of the spread. That is certainly the way to go. If you go to the wing tee, it's to be more conservative, better ball control, and looks like out of the timeout, that's exactly it. Back to the wing tee for Harbor Beach.
2:53 left in regulation. Handoff to Devin Finkel. Excuse me, is out the other way. Devin Puff on the carry. Coming through the right gap across the 30. Excuse me, across the 20 down to about the 70. Adam Weber on the stop after a 4-yard gain, second down and six.
They found a little running room around that right side. That time, Adam Weber stands his ground, is able to shed that offensive lineman and make a tackle. Looks like about 3 yards or so on that carry. They're going to give him four, and like we talked, Ubley going to use their first timeout.
2:45 left in the fourth quarter. Ubley calls their first timeout of the second half. They have two remaining. Looking at other area scores around the area, Reese and USA tied at halftime 14-14. Looks like Lakers lead 26-8, I do believe that says, 26-8 over Carroll with less than five to play in regulation there. So Lakers blowing it open in that second half.
And a much-needed second half. I think they took Carroll a little lightly, maybe a little hungover, so to speak, from the Cass City loft, but a little wake-up call as Carroll comes out and scares him early. Lakers puts on the afterburner in the second half.
End of the third quarter. Bad Axe 36, Brown City 6. So a big lead for the Bad Axe entering the final 12 minutes there as they lead Brown City by 30 points. Second and 7, second and 6, whatever you like to call it here, for the Harbor Beach Pirates as they lead Ubley by 2 points, 30-28 at the 17-yard line. T formation. Harbor Beach slowing things down. Anderson under center. Three-man backfield. Waiting for the play clock to get down, and it's going to be Anderson keeper around the left end. Cuts back inside. Spins to the 15 and is dropped there by the defense of, looks like, number 10, Hulbert, as well as Ethan Lemke on the tackle. And another timeout called by the Ubley Bearcats with 2:37 left in fourth quarter. Still trailing by 2 points, 30-28. Harbor Beach facing a third down and